One delightful experience occurred when an enlightened school teacher at a local girls' private school asked me to give a talk to the B stream of the sixth form, in other words, the less bright, who were not going on to university. She felt that having come from comfortable middle-class homes to a comfortable school, they should be made aware of the senior side of life. She asked me to give a talk about my work with mental patients. The girls had seen some of my productions at Poulsen and seemed intrigued at the prospect of hearing about my other activities. I gave them a brief resume of my work and then sat back and let them talk. They were charming, but so vulnerable. One lass said, "When I go for an interview, I never seem to make a good impression." My advice was, don't be in a hurry to reply. Look your interviewers in the eye, and don't forget, they need you just as much as you need them, or rather their approval. They're being paid to interview you. It's part of their job. Having given yourself this slight pause and having taken a deep breath, then make your reply. You will see how your confidence is improved, having given yourself time to clarify what you have to say, so much better than blustering him with something ill-considered. At the end, one lass said, "Isn't it great to think that compromise can be turned to advantage?" I thought that remark just about summed up my life's experience. I told them how I came upon hospital work, quite by chance, having been invited to give a talk on drama by the education officer in charge of several hospitals. A different speaker was invited each month. I went with some trepidation, armed with copies of The Importance of Being Earnest, hoping that a short talk on Wilde, following by the reading of perhaps one act of the play, would fill the bill. I need not have worried. As I went into the room to meet 20 or more patients, 3 hands waved a greeting. "Hi, Miss Green." These patients had previously acted for me at the Tavistock Little Theatre. The ice was broken and we had a great time. Shortly afterwards, I was invited to do this kind of work at 4 different hospitals on a regular weekly basis. The word had got around. I remember in particular one neurotic patient amongst the group, suffering mostly from chronic depression. He told me that he wanted to write film scripts. Could I help him get an introduction? I said no, but advised him to try to get work in a film studio, scrubbing the floor, T-boy, anything, and then to keep his eyes and ears open. He was horrified and said, "What about my right to happiness?" I replied, "What makes you think you have a right to happiness? You must work your passage." Incidentally, he's now quite a successful playwright. Many years later, he met a friend of mine who wrote to me, quoting what he had said about me. "She was like a beacon in the very dark days of my life. I shall always be thankful. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because in those days there was no one. They were the darkest days of my life. She was wonderful. She pointed the way. And God knows there was little light in those days." I hope not to be thought immodest quoting this, but you see, it's the only accolade I've ever had.